Country Club FM.
You said you were ready, so I can only assume that you are.
I am.
Okay, very good.
I stand at the ready.
Today is Thursday, March 19th. Day number 79, mm-hmm. We have 287 left. 1918, this date, Congress approved daylight savings time, DST. Congress was able to establish time zones. We needed that, so the amount of time per day was equal from border to border, from east to west. Are you a big daylight savings time? I kind of like it. It's kind of novel.
Too.
I'm okay with it. I'm not one of those people that says we need to get rid of it.
No.
I've lived this long with it. I think I can live the rest of my life with falling, you know, spring forward, fall back, that whole thing.
Yeah, it doesn't affect me that much, so I like it. I like daylight savings.
And it gets us to know our clocks a little bit. We should probably check our clocks.
Yes.
Twice a year, make sure the batteries are good.
Most poor people in Arizona, they don't know how to do it.
1954, let's go to the flatlands. Let's go to those lake beds out in the desert.
Oh, sure.
The fastest man on Earth scorches down a metal track aboard a spectacular rocket sled at Holloman Air Force Base, New Mexico, in the first of a series of tests of pilot safety equipment. The speed of 421 miles an hour attained by Lieutenant Colonel...
That's pretty fast. That in 1954. It was the first rocket-driven sled that ran on rails, tested in Alamogordo, New Mexico. You know what? Rocket-propelled trains never really took off, did they?
No.
You don't see the light rail here, the North Corridor, North Star rail, commuter rail here, North Star. You don't see that going up and down using rockets.
No, it moves along nicely.
You don't see the tram at the airport using rockets. It just never really took off, the whole rocket and train thing. 19, too many derailments, I think, is what they saw in the future. Mm-hmm. Elvis purchased Graceland on this date, the estate in Memphis. It's somewhat humble. When I visited it, I expected it to be a huge mansion. It's not that big of a house.
I wonder what he paid back in 57.
Oh, he paid a premium. It was Elvis. He had all the money in the world, even in 57. Oh, he was starting to rake it in, as you know.
He was loaded.
He was loaded, so he'd pay whatever he needed to.
Sure.
It's a little south of Memphis,
yep,
on what is now known as Elvis Presley Boulevard.
I'll have to see that at some point.
Yeah, put that on your bucket list to see Graceland. And, of course, they've expanded it since. They've added museum. They put the plane on the other side. In fact, both of his planes, at least last time I checked, both of his planes were across the street, and you could go watch that. And then they've got all the cars in a building and things like that. So it's expanded. And his grave's there, too.
Sure. Got to see it. It's on my list.
These people are my friends. I spent a lot of years with them. They mean a lot to me. And a lot more than any job as an anchor man at WJM.
Ted, what's the point?
The point is this, Coleman. If I were getting fired, these people were ready to go down the line for me. I think that's the least I can do for them. Either they stay or I'm quitting.
Ted,
I wish you would reconsider.
Okay, I'll stay.
Good old Ted Knight. He was always on the fence.
A little transparent.
Lou. So this was the last episode of Mary Tyler Moore.
What a great
show. It aired
show.
On this date, 1977. Of course, that classic last scene where they're all hugging and they need to get to the Kleenex.
Right.
Good thing there was Kleenex there and nobody gobbled it off the shelf, right?
That's right.
That was 77. Was it a 7 or 8 year run?
Yeah,
at least seven, right? Because it started in 70, so it must have been seven seasons of MTM.
Good stuff.
In 77. Let's go to 82 in the news.
According to police, the three were on an early morning joyride after staying up over 24 hours, while some members of the Ozzy Osbourne band slept in their tour bus parked next to the house. The other three buzzed overhead, circling the bus three times. On the fourth time, they didn't make it.
The plane.
They should have just stayed on the ground and stayed sleeping. It was a terrible decision.
They chose poorly.
To buzz the tour bus with the plane. That's when Randy Rhoads, who's the guitarist for Ozzy Osbourne, died in a plane crash. That was this date in 1982. He's only 25. And then like 5 years later, Ozzy did a tribute album which was called Tribute. For Randy Rhoads.
Fitting.
And the other two people that were killed in that accident. It was Orlando, Florida, is where it was taking place. In 1984.
Ollie, you eat these biscuits before they get cold. I've slaved over them all day and you haven't eaten a one.
Hey, don't tell me what to do.
If you put another biscuit in my face, I'm going to knock you upside your head. I am still the greatest of all time.
So Kate and Allie debuted on this date in 1984. Of course, Susan St. James and Jane Curtin. That was this date in 84. How about 1990? It was still early on in the history of women's ice hockey. It was the first ever World Women's Ice Hockey Championship. The International Federation of Ice Hockey put this on, and since they started in 1990, only Canada and the U.S. have won. No other country has won the Women's Hockey World Championship.
Yeah. They keep it dominated. On this side of the pond.
And Canada won the first one. They beat the U.S. 5-2. The U.S.
That's
though,
a grudge match there, those
the,
two.
Yes, it's the rivalry, as they call it. The U.S. has won the last four world championships, and this year's world championship is in jeopardy because of COVID-19. That was in 1992. 1994, the world's largest omelet in history was made with 160,000 eggs. It was 1,383 square feet. That's a small house, or a medium-sized house, actually.
That is big.
You know, I can't even fold a four-omelet egg, or a four-egg omelet, or a five-egg omelet. You know, fold it in the pan where it's nice.
Yes.
Like you get it at the...
It's an art form.
You know, whether you're at a breakfast bar, and they've got the omelet guy there in the corner, the omelet station.
I love those.
I mean, I can't fold four or five eggs, and here's somebody folding 160,000 eggs in Yokohama, Japan. The only explanation is they had Godzilla and Rodan to do it.
Right.
With a big spatula.
Yeah, big.
Big spatula. 2012, hear this date in the news.
I'll introduce the next quarterback of the Denver Broncos, Peyton Manning.
Oh, I thought it was Case Keenum. Peyton Manning.
Press conference might have been smaller.
Peyton Manning became a Denver Bronco on this date. Talk about a player. It was kind of strange to see him in a new uniform, but he liked that uniform.
Did well, won a bowl.
He won a Super Bowl as a result. That was in 2002, and then 1 year ago.
Take a look at the spectacular view of the Super Bloom, which can be seen from space. You certainly can't blame the tens of thousands of people who have flocked to the flower show to see it in person. If you plan to head to the Super Bloom this weekend, there will be several detours and road closures to deal with all that
traffic. The Super Bloom a year ago, they had so much rain, high rainfall, and I thought it never rains in Southern California.
Well, the
but
song
man, I gotta warn
that.
Ya, it pours, man, it pours, and boy, did it pour, 2019 because they had all these poppies, mm-hmm. And you know what fixed those poppies?
Snow
from mm-hmm. Glenda the Good Witch.
Right.
How smart was she?
Very.
But so many poppies in the Walker Canyon of Southern California, you could see them from space.
Pretty impressive.
It was a beautiful thing. 2019, 1 year ago. Birthdays. She's a one-name gal, Ursula.
What are you doing here? Looking for shells?
No, I'm just looking.
Stay where you are.
He was. What were you looking at, Sean?
I promise I won't steal your shells.
I promise bikini. You won't either.
And then he shortly said, goose-stepping morons. Shortly thereafter, I think that might have ended up on the cutting room floor of Dr. No. Mm. Ursula Andress, famous Bond girl.
Attractive.
84 today. How about Joe Capp?
In an age of classic passers, he is the rock and roll of quarterbacks. His passes float like balloons, and sometimes he throws them with more hope than accuracy.
He throws footballs that have nothing more on them than the commissioner's signature. Especially when they play the Pittsburgh Steelers. So Joe Capp, was he a warrior or what?
He was awesome.
Just watch the videos before my time, before my conscious sports memory, but that guy would take on linebackers. It didn't matter.
He knocked the guy out cold.
I know he did against Cleveland.
Right.
So
tried to leap over him and kneed him right in the head, knocked him out cold. He was a fierce and competitor and leader. He was a quarterback. Wasn't the prettiest, but he was a leader of men.
He was the 40 for 60 guy. He's the one who coined that phrase, 40 for 60. 40 Vikings for 60 minutes.
Then it was 40 for 60 for 70 when they went to the Super Bowl.
Well, that was nice. Yeah. Well, they had to make more patches then.
Yeah.
And get more banners printed, which was, that's good branding. Joe Capp was a smart guy. He would go on to coach at Cal. Then he was like the athletic director there for a while.
Good guy.
Joe Capp is 81, still going strong here today. Sirhan Sirhan, he's the convicted alive? Assassin. He's in jail, I think.
Oh, yeah.
76. He was the one convicted of killing Robert F. Kennedy.
Right.
Back in 68. How about the Pointer Sisters? They're here today.
Yeah.
Look what you're doing to me. I'm utterly at your whim. All of my defenses down.
Ruth Pointer, who's got kind of the raspy voice, that's her singing lead on this song. I think she also sang lead on Neutron Dance. You can check me on that, but I'm pretty sure I know my Pointer Sister history. Automatic, Ruth Pointer, 74, Glenn Close.
Is everyone here?
We're working on it.
How the hell did this happen? How the hell did they get Air Force One? Gentlemen, Mr. Secretary.
How did they get Air Force One? That was the question that if she would have been watching the movie, she'd know.
Yeah. Come on.
You know, they snuck on there with, right. with guns, and they killed a group of reporters and journalists, mm-hmm. and those Russians, they snuck on, and they took Air Force One. And of course, Sam from Quantum Leap tried to circumvent her power as vice president in that movie.
Yes, he did.
And okay, thank
that
you.
Was Harrison Ford, right? When
he was the president.
He was on board.
Sam wasn't. Who's the other guy? Sam was the guy that was traveling through time and space and this time space continuum in Quantum Leap.
Right.
What was his buddy's name?
Oh.
Ziggy.
You got me there.
Short guy with black hair. Anyway, Glenn Close is 73. How about Bruce Willis?
Hey, forget Monday morning. My wife saw one of those damn planes these guys are fooling with. That puts me on the playing field. And if you'd have moved your fat feet when I told you to, we wouldn't be hip deep in snow right now. Right?
Yeah, Bruce Willis, 65 today. Yippee-ki-yay, Mr. Falcon. Happy birthday to Bruce Willis. And Andy Reid, the current Super Bowl champion coach.
I'm going to go get the biggest cheeseburger you've ever seen. Prime, the biggest one. And might be a double. But no, listen, I will. I'll step back for a little bit.
That's him after the Super Bowl. Andy Reid, you just won the Super Bowl. What are you going to do? I'm going to go get the biggest cheeseburger I can find.
Double. I love it.
So Andy Reid's on our list here today. He is 62.
All right. That's it?
That's it. Then 62 is as young as we're going.
We're gone.
After seeing that video of those spring breakers.
Right.
Those college kids in Florida. I'm not doing any more birthdays of any college-age kids ever again.
Let's start with the Gone But Not Forgotten list with Dr. David Livingstone, I presume. He was explorer, missionary, wasn't he? He was like in search of the origin of the Nile in Africa. 1813.
Henry Morton Stanley was the man who right. actually uttered those words.
Yes, he ran into him. He'd been lost but found. What about frontier lawman Wyatt Earp?
He was just social distancing. That's all David Livingstone
was
doing.
He was
social distancing.
Even in the 1800s.
Right. How did Wyatt Earp die?
Well, he would have, you know, he passed away of natural causes.
Oh, he wasn't shot playing Uno?
No. Or billiards
battleship.
Or bowling.
Battleship.
Or battleship or, yeah, any other number of games. No, he lived to be, it was like he was couldn't be killed. All these bullets are flying at the OK Corral. Pretty much everybody got hit except Wyatt Earp.
Why not?
He was involved in
somebody
many
has to survive.
Wyatt Earp was born on this day in 1848. You remember Williams Jennings Bryan? He was a prosecutor in the famous Scopes Monkey Trial in Tennessee, 1860.
Al was the partner of Sam.
Oh, Al.
Al was right. the guy who okay. was controlling Sam and kind of guiding him through the space-time continuum as he hoped the last leap would be his leap home. Go ahead.
Just never happened.
No.
Comedian Jackie Moms Mabley.
His sister died, and we went to the funeral. After the funeral was over, the preacher walked over to him and tapped him on the shoulder. He said, "How old are you, Pops?" He said, 91. He said, "Ain't no need you going home."
Some real truth there for Moms Mabley.
Sure.
She called it like she saw it.
She did. Born on this day, 1894. Watergate Judge John Sirica, 1904. Football star Jay Berwanger. He was the first Heisman Trophy winner. That year was 1935. And it's TV theme time. Pete, Link, and Julie. They make up the Mod Squad, and their boss was Tig Andrews.
Yeah.
who was born on this day in 1920, and Hall of Famer Richie Ashburn, one of the top second baseman infielders of our time, born on this day in 1927. Let's just leave it right there.
Better than Wally Backman?
Gone, but not forgotten. Just a shade.
Your
better.
Staff forgot one. No Roger, no rerun, no rent. How could you forget rerun?
You shouldn't. Heads will roll.
Fred Berry, who died young, born this day in 1951. He was rerun.
Yes.
Was it Frederick Stubbs? What was his real name on the show? Was it something Stubbs?
Never watched.
I thought it was Frederick Stubbs. Yeah, that's a shame. You missed out. Fred Berry rerun. Gone, but not forgotten. All right, would you like to start a Bobathon, an extended period of music without any interruption, with Alan Jackson, Gone Country? We can do Out Last Night, Kenny Chesney, or Hank Williams Jr. wants to throw a bid in there with his tune, Honky Tonkin'. 3 seconds.
Yeah, let's do Bo Cephas this morning.
KDDG Albany. KDDG HD.